meeting of our design review board. And if you haven't been involved in this before, this is a process in which we attempt to assist property owners in making improvements or changes to their properties in the historic district or the overlay district, the Lake and Overlay District, which includes our downtown. And the first matter of business is for our board to review and approve the minutes of the September work session and regular meeting. So whenever someone would like to make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve our minutes of our work session and our regular meeting of September 1st, 2015.
Okay. Is that a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the September work session, regular meeting minutes. Raise your right hand. Okay, the minutes approved.
Mr. Chairman, under old business, I'd like to make a motion that we add our proposed guidelines for downtown commercial new buildings over two stories and downtown commercial buildings with interior parking to our agenda for next month.
Second. Okay. We have a motion second. Any discussion? Okay. These are the additional guidelines for taller buildings and perhaps structured parking in the downtown overlay district, which would officially be reviewed and perhaps recommended for adoption at our next month's meeting in November. So all in favor of putting on the agenda for next month, raise your right hand. All right, that motion is approved. Thank you.
And I recuse myself from the next item.
Okay. Okay, our Secretary Ron Hanna will give us a synopsis of the next application.
Okay.
Please.
The first application is going to be application number DES-16-010001. Consideration of whether to hold a public hearing to add the True Value Hardware building at 121 Lawrence Street Southwest, to the historic register.
Okay. And this is a similar motion that the Hayslips have requested be on the agenda for tonight, but this is simply a vote to place it on the agenda to vote on the designation next month. But would you all like to come and address this application, or shall we proceed? We can, if you all don't want to speak, then we can go ahead and vote. We know you're present, and this is simply a matter of putting it on our agenda. I believe that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to speak, just come forward and give us your name and your address.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll record.
I'm Ryan Hayslip, and our family owns and operates True Value Hardware. As we discussed in the work session, I believe last month, that part of this request is in relation to the possibility of Baileysville, and I don't think that's the formal name for Aiken, but it is in other small towns in South Carolina, which we were unaware of when we began our renovation project and had a developer from Columbia come into our business and spoke with Dad, my husband, about how Columbia and Beaufort and other small towns in South Carolina had taken advantage of Bailey's bill, and we had not heard of it. So this kind of started the process. Just for the record, we also have other buildings downtown that may or may not qualify for historic significance. Mm-hmm. And my concern as a member of downtown Aiken since 59, when my parents started the business, is that if every building has to have historic designation, they may not go to the efforts that our family has. Mm-hmm. And I just think that it should, I have spoken with several city council members, mm-hmm. Just to try to bring this forward and maybe adding the historic overlay to Bailey's bill. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate your time spent on this, and I think it is absolutely going to be a wonderful thing for Aiken, because we have a lot of buildings in the downtown area, which is historic overlay, they're in dire need of attention.
Right.
And the other thing I just wanted to ask in consideration of this, Mr. Hanna was nice enough to share with me the design review manual that I need to return to him tonight. But also, will there be any restrictions in the future? This is our first experience with historic designation. Will there be any restrictions in the future for the purpose of the building? Should our children years from now need to sell it or want to sell it or have an opportunity for a restaurant or anthropology or something like that to come in? Will we be restricted in that respect?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For historic designation?
I think those are good questions. First of all, addressing the designation issue, we've had a number of these be submitted and approved successfully. They've always been in the historic district proper, so they're already, in a way, designated as historic, and they've been homes. This is the first one in the business district that, you know, we looked at a second time and realized it could be eligible. Of course, we won't be deciding that tonight, but the main thing tonight is just to put it on the agenda for designation. Then once it's officially a historic property, then it certainly is eligible, and then we would obviously go through the review process like we've done before of whether the particular historic elements have been preserved adequately. That would be something you do obviously on the interior mostly, although some exterior features would apply. As far as the impact that would have, I don't see why it would have an impact on any uses,
okay,
because that would be a building code issue and a zoning issue more than our purview of historic preservation and the overlay review. And actually, as you know, our overlay review is just exterior, except for this one instance when you're getting being qualified for the tax credit,
mm-hmm,
for freezing your value of the property for, I guess it's 2 years initially, and then another 8 after that. We'll have to clarify that exactly. Ron may have it. But it's been well worth the effort of the people who've done this before. But to answer your question about the uses, I think the only thing that that you would have in the future would be you'd have a review if you wanted to change the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
But But you already have that.
And we've already complied with...
You've already done that.
Design Review Board, requirements.
And actually, your building, as we remember, the front of it probably has a 1949 facade. There must have been a fire or something that...
Well, the fire was in 50.
Oh, was it? Well, maybe that's when the new 1950 canopy was put on.
Right, when they occupied the building.
Yeah, and I believe you all have photographs of the pre-1950. And it would seem like that could also be applicable if you would have to have the come before the full board. But if you wanted to go back to the pre-1950 era, and you probably want to keep the sprinkler system that was put in then, which was an interesting feature that came about, I guess, after the fire. But I don't see that it really has more, there's more stringent review necessarily that if you were to get designated. And it could be a step where others might, actually want to do this. There just wasn't a real interest from most of the building owners downtown up to now. But this is a good a reason, perhaps to pursue it.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you for speaking. And we'll if we have anyone else who'd like to speak with regard to this, this is not the actual designation, but it's really just a formal vote on considering it next month. So if we don't have other comments, I'll go ahead and ask if someone would like to make that motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we add the designation application DES-16-01001 to our November meeting's agenda.
Second.
All right. Have a motion second, and I don't know if we have any other discussion. If not, we'll vote. All in favor of adding this to the agenda next month, raise your right hand. Okay.
I'll just abstain.
All right. That's fine. We've got 1, 2, 3. Looks like 5 in favor, 1 abstention. All right. Thank you. And I believe our board member can return now while, Ron, if you want to go into the Old Aiken Overlay District next item. Thank you all for coming in.
Okay, the next item is going to be application number 16-001-008. Robin and Daniel Vine are requesting approval to install a new roof, vinyl siding, new windows, and a new soffit and fascia on all overhangs on their property at 107 and 109 Pendleton Street.
All right, let's see. Are you all here? If you are, if you'd do the same thing as others before you, if you'd come to this lectern, which records your statement, and give us your name and your address, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Vine. I have a property on 107 and 109 Pendleton Street that I bought to refurbish, to fix it up, and trying to rent it out as office space.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get it pre-approved to get a new roof put on, as well as windows and exterior siding and the stucco, and get the cracks fixed. But the roof, as you can see, it's roughly probably 60 years old, and it's starting to leak pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And it's just not worth it. It's been painted probably a number of times. At least 15 times in just estimation, and it is old. It's old square tin, and they just lock them together, and half of them are falling off. And I've been steadily putting felt paper and the old tin back to make it, from leaking. Just keep the inside as.
And you said that this would be for office space. Is that what it's currently used for?
It is. It's commercial property. There were two actually offices. It was actually Dunbar Insurance Office. Mm-hmm. For a number of years, and Mr. Dunbar retired, and I purchased it through his grandson, and just want to try to beautify Aiken as well. Take care of, that's what I do for a living. I buy and sell homes, and in my own business. So.
Okay.
I've been for a number of years.
Now, the I noticed there's a submittal of some vinyl siding, and we always approach that very cautiously, not wanting to add too much more vinyl in the city than we already have. But is the rear visible from maybe the automobile parts store?
You can see a little bit. You can see it from AutoZone. Mm-hmm. But the back part, somebody a while back, he put some regular 2111 siding on the back, which was a later on bathroom that he put on. And a back porch, here, just plywood on that as well. So
it's a plywood siding. I couldn't quite tell.
It is. It's just like two little spots in the back. Roughly 8x10, mm-hmm. a little bathroom addition. And on the back there, I need to do something as well. The plywood is rotted really bad. I just wonder, I'd have to cover that or either hardy board.
Okay. Okay.
If I go vinyl with the soffit and the fascia on the underhang, I think it'd be better just put vinyl, on the back, like a maintenance frame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of woodwork needs to be...
And there's some aluminum with one of the canopies, one of the side canopies, it looks like, as well. So the stucco would just be repainted.
Repainted as a clay color, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And white windows, have everything match. I would keep the same window panes with the three light in the top and the full view on the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do y'all have any questions?
I do. So okay. I heard you mention a minute ago about the back roof. That's basically flat now?
No, sir. It's like probably like a 412 pitch. And the back addition over where the picture of it. Roughly it would be where the bathroom is, which was added on probably in the '80s or something. That's when they subdivided it. That's what they.
What's this picture of?
That's the front.
Front?
The front.
The pictures were all taken from the street.
Okay. So is this a flat metal roof on the front?
You can see the part.
I see where it's got
part pitched, and then the right side is a flat.
You just can't see the pitch from this angle. Okay.
That one, I need to pay it. I may have to do something there because it looks like it's ready to,
It's almost like there was a smaller porch, and they've turned it into a duplex, so they extended the porch in that fashion.
The windows in the front as well, too. I need to do something.
Yeah.
I need ventilation. It needs to have some kind of vent in the front where the two windows come out, as you see on the top.
Yeah.
See, that's attic space.
Yeah. So you might be putting maybe a vent, some louvered gable vent, attic vent or
possibly.
Something?
Possibly. I want to do whatever I do, and I want to make sure it looks good. It's just one of the things where, it's hard to put a replacement window in there when I have to get access to my air conditioner. That's an added too. And so, it's...
Yeah, well, the vent might be not much more than the windows. I'm not sure that would be a big deal for us to... I mean, we understand the need to have attic ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if that's not occupied. It's literally attic. Yeah.
That's right.
And it's glass. Up there.
There's a lot of work.
Would you propose any solution to that aluminum canopy that's where they?
What I would like to do, if I'd have to go through the committee, the city, and actually restructure it, if I decide to take that canopy off, that needs to be paid attention to the canopy anyhow because it's aluminum. And it's in pretty bad shape. It's been leaking on the porch for years. And it's really an eyesore as well,
Well, the only thing good about it is that there's a tree in front of it right now. And see, we can't really see that in the photo, but I think it's the part right behind the tree.
It is.
Where it's got a different column. It's got an ironwork column.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could, and then Jalous, it looks like the door.
The whole porch has the whole porch uniform for the whole front and stuff,
yeah.
Having it.
Yeah, you could, and in order to rent it adequately, I think it might help to have some more curb appeal. But
actually, I bought it to flip. I had somebody was going to buy it, and they backed out because they wanted the car wash, which was in front of it.
Okay.
And the deal fell through, so.
Yeah.
I was going to buy it, flip it, and sell it. Now I'm in the process of redoing everything. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Okay.
Any pictures of the back where the siding's going?
No. All the pictures were taken from the street.
Right. Okay.
So the rear would not be visible from the street.
You sort of have to look across some backyards. From that, or two backyards actually to see the back, but it's plywood. I think it's texture 111.
There are those two other big three-story homes that are actually in the back, and the auto zone is kind of back behind those two. So you can see just a little bit in the back part.
And it's, right now, it's what type of siding?
T111.
T111, okay.
It is. It's,
and it's actually a projection, I believe, that you're talking about, that somebody has added. Isn't it sort of like a little saddlebag?
They added an extra bathroom to it.
And that's the part that's got the plywood.
That's right.
And that's the part that's least visible, I think.
You won't be able to see that at all, really, from the road.
So what you see is pretty much stucco?
That's right, stucco on the two top windows on the very top.
So actually the part he's talking about, vinyl, may not be visible at all from the street. It's in, if you see that on the drawing, right below, right there.
Right there.
That's it. And then if you move over, you'll see the building. There's a two-story building beside it.
Right.
No.
Oh.
Straight next to that, back at the other building, the other photo. Well, there's the two-story building right there we're talking about.
Over in that direction?
Oh, yeah.
Go back.
And the overhangs, as you can see as well, they're really in bad shape. They're falling down. I'm going to have to restructure some of it. And if I'm doing that, they've been painted so many times.
That's right corner right here. What is that?
That's a flat roof.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
The right corner is the front.
That's the front.
That's an aluminum canopy stuck on the side of a metal shingle roof.
And so that was what my question was earlier about the flat roof. It looked like that was a flat metal roof.
It is.
It's regular like a carport cover.
Right.
I think we're all asking you to say you want to change it.
Well, I was just wondering, is it going to stay that way or be changed?
Right.
Well, if I do the metal, which I want to do the copper color roof, I needed to pay attention to that part of it.
Yeah. Or you might say if you decided to go with regular shingles, you save enough to put a new roof on that little section there.
Yeah. I do metal. I don't do shingles. I'd rather go back over just metal roof.
Metal roof, okay.
It lasts forever.
Yeah.
Done quite a few around Aiken. And,
yeah. So right now you can't really tell us what you might be doing with that aluminum thing, but you...
My plan was going on top of it with metal.
Okay. Where you'd put some real slope on it?
It would.
We're talking about this?
Yes. Yes, it's literally a, like you have over, some people have over the carport. And they just put it over and extended the porch.
It'd be roughly the same color. If I didn't metal, it'd be the same as the bed and breakfast.
So in essence, you would try to incorporate it into the...
I would. I'd have to do something. I'd probably take it off and just restructure it.
Right. Okay. I think we'd be glad to add that to the motion.
Okay.
You're making something better
was,
and that's what we're here for, is to try to improve the exterior appearance of some buildings that are not in such good shape. Any other questions?
Yeah, when you say a five, it's a V5 roof, basically.
V5, yes, sir. It's roughly 36 inches wide,
mm-hmm.
And the length says you need.
Uh-huh.
It's not a standing seam. That is a different type of panel.
Right.
The standing seam comes, which is 16 inch. This is 36 inch.
Okay. So it's not the standard 5V where you got two ridges and then one in the middle and two on the...
No.
Okay.
It's regular, like I say, 36 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
They call it 5V because it has five different humps in it.
Okay. But how? What's the definition or the profile of those?
About 1 inch. 1 inch high, and then they put a little crimp in between them.
You don't have an example of that, do you?
I do not. I have a cut, the color of the color I was going to use, which is...
That looks like copper.
It's an old. It's really an old-fashioned...
Mm-hmm. I want to make it stand out.
...tin roof like you see on barns, I think, is what we're talking about. Isn't that right?
That's right.
So that's painted metal.
It is. It's a 40-year baked on enamel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it has a lifetime warranty on not to rust, which is, mm-hmm. you know...
Right.
...benefits, you know... That's good stuff. I mean,
yeah. Well, that'll be great if you can incorporate that little aluminum.
I'm just doing as I can. The roof and the soffit and the fascia down first, and then the windows would be at a later time.
Right, right. Would you? Do you think you might maybe enclose that one piece of ornamental iron that doesn't really fit in with the rest
good,
of the house?
I'd make it match similar to what's
It just says this is added, you know, to me, and
very easy to block it up and restucco that.
Right.
And there's a lot of cracks as well. That's really, I really don't even know how old it is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, that was obviously we must have converted a residence into a duplex, and so they needed another porch.
Entrance. Yeah.
But I'm asking all these questions. I think when someone makes a motion, they'll add it to the. Application, if that's okay. And one of them that is that you would be doing an attic vent, a gable vent, in lieu of those windows up there.
I might possibly just leave the same windows there, more than likely. Those are lead glass windows, too.
Okay.
So I possibly just might leave them in there and just replace
them. All right, we won't add that. We won't add that. If you decide to do it, you could probably do it administratively.
Okay. Then.
Mr. Vine, I noticed a lot of your rafter tails are exposed. And you're saying you want to do a vinyl overhang. What would that look like?
What I would do is I have the fascia board on the front, as you see rafter tails.
Mm-hmm.
I would replace the ones that are damaged and put actually 1x6 on it, and then put a vented soffit to make my, you know, ventilate the attic a little bit better for me.
So you'd put a flat soffit?
I would divert it now. I'd keep it on the profile like it is now, I think. Mm-hmm. I could.
So you're basically enclosing the rafter tails?
I would. Mm-hmm. There's so much lead-based paint on those, and it's just trying to scrape them. I've taken lead-based paint classes before, and it's really a headache by the time you get in there and scrape it.
Okay. And you may not... Would you have gutters?
The one spot in the back I would have to have. In front, here on that side, I would not. In the back,
mm-hmm.
there's a little scuttle hole in the bottom. I'm trying to divert the rain. I would have to have somewhere in the back.
You have a odd situation where there's gutters on one side but not on the other.
It is. The ones on the one side, I think he had it one time before. It looked like he had a French drain on this opposite side where the driveway is.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the opposite side has an air conditioner. And there's a valley right in between that. I'd have to have something in there to divert the rain from hitting on top of the air conditioner.
Okay. Okay. All right, does anybody have any more questions?
I missed some of what you were saying. Are you suggesting that he remove this
saying
iron and take that flat roof down? Because that section of the roof is flat.
Yeah, that's right. He's saying that he'd like to maybe take that down and then extend the framed porch like you see on the other that corner there.
Have both uniform.
And
they look more prominent.
Make it symmetrical. Yeah. Right. That would be a major improvement to the front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions?
Could you talk about the vent one more time? Are we replacing a window with a vent?
Well, he's suggesting...
That's kind of hard. At this time, I'd rather not. As much as I'd like to put a vent in there,
mm-hmm.
you can see the windows are on top of there. Most of the windows look like they're lead base, lead glass, possibly. It's hard to tell, really.
What's the grid pattern now?
Grid pattern is 3 on the top and a full view on the bottom.
And are you proposing to do that or 4
yeah.
on the top?
Do the same. I have a copy in my...
Okay. I thought I saw it. It said 4 on the top, but no. Maybe I misread it.
4 and 3.
He's got 3 muttons and 4
yeah.
panes, I guess.
I'd keep it the same.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. And we'll see if anyone else would like to speak with regard to this application at 107 and 109 Pendleton Street. It's actually one little house, one-story house. Okay, we don't appear to have anyone else who'd like to speak, so if someone would make a motion, and if you would address the porch extension that we just talked about.
I'll make a motion on application 16-001008 to approve the application as submitted with the additional note that the flat aluminum roof on the front porch would be replaced with a framed roof, and the decorative metal column will be replaced with a framed stucco column.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second.
And we have a second. Now, is there any other discussion? Okay. All in favor of the application as amended, raise your right hand. All right. Ben, are you voting no?
I'm opposed.
Okay. All opposed? One. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we can go to the next one, I believe.
The next application is going to be application number 16-001009. Timothy J. Ashton is requesting approval to use brick instead of stucco on the building he is planning to construct at 248 Williamsburg Street.
Okay, let's see, and we've got him already here. He just appeared. If you would officially give us your name and current address, please.
Timothy Ashton and 218 Sumter Street.
All right. And we spoke with you, of course, with your previous application, then in the work session. I think you've answered most of the questions we had. If you can think of anything else, I believe you told us your reasoning for changing the stucco exterior to brick, and we have an example of it. We talked a little bit about the mortar color. I don't know if people want to weigh in on that or not. Does anyone have questions? Mr. Ashton, Dr. Ashton, I suppose, I presume. And this is adjacent to the house that's on Williamsburg now, the lapboard siding house. And he did adjust the courtyard a little bit, and you know, it's the roofs are somewhat simplified, I think. The window, there's a lot of, I guess, information in the original application that probably is still going to hold true, such as the window type, but that seems to be a sticking point for most people, particularly in this is adjacent to the historic district. These have fixed mutton bars on the exterior. Do you remember?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Of the window?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they probably did in that application that came in.
Yeah.
It's probably been 6 months ago. I keep seeing, I think I saw your contractor here. No? Maybe he can address that. Yeah. Mr. Witter, would you, if you're here for this purpose, it certainly would help to clarify. You know, yeah, if you give us your name so she'll have it.
Herb Witter.
Okay.
I was not involved with the first application.
Right.
So I can't speak to that. But
we didn't have a reference. Really all we have is the change from stucco to brick, and then a slight realignment of the courtyard wall, I guess. But I believe that a lot of the criteria in the first application, which we don't have, unfortunately, right now, but I think it would have been a window with a fixed mutton on the exterior as well as the interior. It doesn't have to be a true divided light, but if it were, I think it needs to be a simulated divided light. Does that make sense?
I mean, I hear you. I just don't know. I mean, is that required by the historic section?
If I may, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, the previous certificate of appropriateness, which was issued, does specifically mention right here that the windows will be vinyl with permanently attached exterior grids.
Right. Yeah. I think we need to clarify whether there are other changes. Right now, all we're aware of is it's just changing the two changes of brick, of stucco to brick, and then the realignment. That's really the only thing that we've been notified of. So the remainder of the application, we have to sort of assume, I hate to use that word in our business, but I think we have to assume that y'all are still fine with everything else. If you change something else, we just need to be made aware of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything abnormal. The house next door is probably this very type of window that we're talking about. In other words, we don't want a glass window that has mutton bars on the inside but not on the outside. Isn't that true? Is that not the case? Just really almost all of our applications would require that. And it's not true divided light, it's a simulated divided light.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the type of trim. Was it does it mention windows be vinyl? I guess I could read it right here.
It does. Yeah, it says windows will be vinyl with permanently attached exterior grids.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Any other questions before we go to the?
I got one for Mr. Ashton.
Okay.
Dr. Ashton. You know, when you add all this brick into this house, it makes me feel like something we might be building in Woodside, you know, instead of the downtown historic district. Have you considered doing more of a lap siding instead of a brick?
I have, because of the price. However, I'm a Spanish professor, and I've been going toward a Spanish-themed house since the beginning with the courtyard and everything.
Right.
And brick is a very popular, common thing in Spain also. And I just found that it's a heck of a lot cheaper to do brick than stucco when I thought it was going to be the opposite. So, and for that reason, rather than going with hardy plank or that sort of siding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's still very cottagey and small, right? And cute little cottage.
Mm-hmm. And the mortar color, I think, gives a little more character than just the gray. If it were either a buff or a white, you know, white mortar. Okay, thank you. Any other questions? All right, I'll ask if others here in the meeting would like to speak with regard to this application for a new cottage on Williamsburg Street. And it was approved previously, but as we mentioned before, it was approved in stucco, and now we have the brick exterior. I don't see any other speakers, so if someone would make a motion, we can discuss it actually some more.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve application 16-001009 with the addition that the mortar and the brick be a light buff or white mortar rather than a gray mortar.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a motion second, and I believe that they did submit the brick, and so it would be based on that, you know, brick that
correct.
Came in. Any discussion? Okay.
I don't remember the last set of plans having these returns on the bird boxes. I can't think of the name right now. You know, the...
Yeah.
Maybe it did. It looks like some more things have changed on the design than what I remember. And I don't have my old plans here to reference to.
Mm-hmm. I guess what you would... We're still in discussion, I guess. I'm not sure it matters what we have. I mean, he's showing, anything he's showing here, we're essentially approving. So, I mean, if you had a suggestion of a different termination for that cornice.
Really, just like I said, you know, with the stucco, I said, okay, it kind of feels like some of the houses we have downtown. Mm-hmm. With the brick, it just doesn't feel like a downtown house to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned about that.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've done some construction downtown in that neighborhood. You know, that's why we thought we'd better bring it back to the board. Any other discussion? Okay, we'll go ahead and we've got a motion second. All in favor of the application as presented, raise your right hand. Okay. Looks like we got one opposed then.
Yeah, one opposed.
Right. Got it.
It's fine.
Okay. The next application will be application number 16-001013. The City of Aiken is requesting approval to place new entrance gateways at the Newbury and Lawrence Street entrances to the alley.
Okay, now we have an applicant here who's going to give his name for the record, I believe.
Pierce Atkins with the City of Aiken, Assistant City Engineer, and Darren Prickett is a consultant we have enlisted for the alley renovation project. And as part of that project, we've elected to go with a gateway arbor type of entrance on each end of the alley at Lawrence Street and Newbury. Up to this point, we've tried to be very transparent with the process of design, the type of arbor, etc. We've sought the advice of Aiken Downtown Development Association, Parks and Recreation, Public Safety. Again, the process up to this point has been very transparent. The next step, our city manager requested that we come before your group for approval. And with that, I'm going to turn things over to Darren, the consultant on the project.
So before you go.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's our understanding from the memo that we got from Mr. Hanna that we don't have approval authority, so I'm trying to understand.
Well, it gives just, again, the city manager wanted somebody additional peer review of what we're going to install.
Okay. So what are you looking for from us?
Comments, changes, decline to comment.
Suggestions,
yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So are you looking for that just in terms of discussion and comment from,
right,
as this opposed to some sort of a motion?
Well, again, we hope to come out of this meeting and build what you see on the thing, unless there's objections. Again,
mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily approval or rejection of basically a no comment would be.
It's sort of an odd circumstance, isn't it,
yeah,
Pierce, where it's actually in the street, and technically,
yeah,
we don't. In fact, I'm not sure we actually had to review the depot.
Well, I'm not familiar,
yeah,
with y'all's procedures. Again, I'm just following the protocol that the city manager instructed me to do. Okay.
Who designed the archway?
Johnson Lashman Associates. We designed it based on a conceptual design done by a former architect. So we made some changes structurally to it so it worked. Previous design didn't.
Okay. So two architects, it sounds like. No, we appreciate you bringing it in, Paris, and it is that odd sort of project. It's have an impact, visual impact, certainly.
The type of thing, we're not going to satisfy everybody in Aiken, okay? And we're not going to satisfy everybody sitting in front of us. But again, we try to be transparent, but we've got to come to the point, we've got to build this thing.
So let's jump in. Let's jump into it, and we know that we really probably don't have authority to disapprove, but it sounds like y'all are open to comments, and we certainly can do that. We always have opinions, but thank you for bringing it here, and why don't y'all go ahead and...
Well, next time, we might want to look at this in a work session since it's not a vote required.
Mm-hmm. That could work.
Yeah.
And the motion could be that we suggest something be adjusted somewhere. And let me have a council member, if you want to, do you want to officially speak?
Well, I just wanted to say a lie.
Yeah, go ahead and say it for the record, as you know, Philip.
Sorry.
And tell us your name.
Philip Mary, 215 Homestead Lane. Real quickly, the reason Pierce is here, council has heard from a lot of people who have great concern over these arches and their look. And so what we really wanted was an opportunity for a public forum. We wanted to create, through the posting and advertising, we wanted to create the opportunity for all these concerned citizens who have shown up in mass to speak about the design. And you know, that's what council, that's the vibe council gave back to the city manager, who basically handed it down to Pierce. So that's why it's here. We really would, all of myself and all of council, really would like y'all's design aesthetic applied to it, and you know, do with it as you think is appropriate. But the number one goal was simply to have the opportunity for public forum for anybody that did want to care enough that wanted to speak out.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, thank you. That helps clarify. Thank you, Philip. Would you all have...
I'd like to address Mr. Mary's remarks, and I don't know how publicized this has been in the Aiken Standard, but certainly what we found out, that this would be an opportunity for people to come and speak, and that there would be a... You know, so I don't know if there's been anything like that in the paper, but I know our experience with the Whitney Trust last year was nobody showed up at the first meeting, and by the time we were on about our third meeting, the room was full.
Well, and that's a similar scenario to what happened with the Planning Commission on the height of the hotel. Yeah. So it may be, and I certainly don't want to speak for our city staff, I don't want to meddle too much, it may be a thing where... Pierce is going to hate to hear me say this, but where y'all say and do whatever you might feel tonight, but that you're scheduled to have a second hearing on it where hopefully the word gets out better. I mean, the city's only got certain ways to do it.
Yeah.
The newspaper, the newsletter and water bill, and the posting. I mean, y'all know they're there, but the posting's on the side of the buildings at each end of the alley and all that. Maybe... The newspaper, somebody might want to do the story, but
it was posted.
Yeah,
normally.
Yeah, it just shows up in the paper.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Not like there's a feature article.
Was there signs on the
signs are there.
Okay.
And so, I mean, we really do want public input on it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Pierce is on a pretty tight schedule, so again, he probably doesn't like for me to suggest that this should have a second go around, second bite of the apple.
Right.
But I do think Mr. Clem and myself and several other members of council who have heard from a lot of the public would really like those people to have such a forum. Whether they show up the next go around, I don't know, but two tries at it would be pretty good if y'all want to do it that way.
Thank you. Yeah, and really, yeah, I guess if we had thought about it, a work session would have been a good way. The first go around, although that may
interfere. Would have been advertised for the work session. This way,
yeah.
Try to get it advertised so people would know about it.
Yeah. Now, you all, thank you. That's very helpful. And we can just jump in and see where it goes. And you all see the Exhibit E. That's a pretty close to scale, isn't that right? of how it, where it would be placed. Now the columns, are those individual columns, or is it a?
They're four columns.
Yeah, is.
There are two trusses elevated, more like an arbor.
Oh, I know, but I mean these two columns. I can't tell in the plan or in the rendition if that's. Can we see through? What's that column consist of?
Is it a solid column?
Yeah, is it solid?
It's a tube steel, and that's cladded with a fluted metal skin. So it's a metal column.
And it's a round column.
Yes.
I got you. It's a round column that's fluted.
Yes, sir. Which you have downtown right now. You've got a number of similar structures. That some are solid tubes. They're clustered tubes. Some are. Do you have some that are fluted, more of a traditional style column? So the goal here is to take some of the architectural features, some of your other arbors, some of your other arches.
And when you say fluted, you mean it's literally a metal ramp that...
It's a steel surround with a 12-inch, 14-inch taper, so it's a fluted surround.
Yeah, surround. I got you. So it'll be a solid column.
Right.
I think some of the ones that are out there are probably a sort of cluster where you have a 6-inch and then you may have threes.
Right, you have some of that and you have some like this. You have just a variety of that, of different column styles. And
so this is identical to?
No, it's not identical. We're just different features some of the other structures, some of this in town. We just took a lot of those and came up with something a little more unique. Felt like the alley deserved something unique to itself.
Okay, so it's going to be then 12. It's 12 to 14 inches, and it's essentially a round steel column that's fluted.
Right.
Okay. Does everybody understand what we've got so far? I'm starting at the ground and going up.
That's a skin that's around a 6-inch tube steel, right?
Right. It's a metal surround, so it's not one piece. Essentially, you're taking the structures within the
structural elements within this surround, and the surround's just a facade around the pipe.
How thick is the skin?
I don't know that.
I mean, is this going to be susceptible to being dented and things like that, or how substantial is it?
It's
substantial enough to not. We took that consideration, but I couldn't tell you the density of it.
Well, I think maybe a more useful answer would be the depth of the. It's like a metal deck. It's corrugated, sort of. So is it like 3/4 inch or something?
It's designed for this application. I can't tell you the density of it, but it's the intent is for it to be.
How about the canopy effect behind it? Is that one-dimensional, three-dimensional?
No, it's just this thing is 4 feet. That's all it is. It's 4 feet deep. Is that right? It's like four of these columns that are about 14 inches apiece, 4 feet apart.
So this canopy then has dimension.
Oh yeah, it does. It has a depth of about 4 feet.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that he's got this arch is a double arch, as if two of them 4 feet apart, they're identical, relatively identical. Okay.
They're similar to what's on there, yeah. But just
let me ask if the original design did it have solid metal. They're punched with the alley written in there?
I don't think it did. I don't remember that as an arch design. Yeah. That's really what I remember most about it.
Yeah.
It was concept, but it was an arch, not a truck design.
Right.
I think there were different iterations of it that did have the alley written into it in some fashion, and others that did not.
Yeah.
My comment would be I'm not a huge fan of the stamped steel with the alley written in it. It just doesn't. I don't mind the light decorative design, but my opinion on it is that I'm not a huge fan of that stamped steel plate. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys feel about that aspect of it.
Where you've got some solid up there filled in.
Yeah.
That's a nod on some of a lot of the other structures in town. You have some with the circle design, and we just took the metal plate and cut the...
Yeah, now, he understands. We understand that. Some of us worked on those originally.
Okay.
But I think most of these were you know, more transparent, and I believe you're getting some negative response to putting solid material up in there.
Right.
For whatever reason. Go ahead, Elise.
I was just wondering, since we don't have a lot of public input tonight, if you were willing to withdraw the application and move it to next month so that you could have public input. I was just wondering.
Well, expedience is our goal on this. Again, we had thought we'd gone through a fairly significant review process, and again, we're saying this is one opinion this way and another opinion this way, and I don't really think we're going to appease everybody with this. Yeah, again, we need to start building this thing, but, you know, if we have to wait a month, we can't start fabrication or, you know, again, it's just we'll have a street finished with a foundation. I mean, if that's what...
Yeah, and we really can't, don't have authority to stop you doing this, so I'm not sure withdrawing it accomplishes that much. You might as well go ahead and get... I mean, you're here to get our opinion, so who can get it? I think my thoughts are that it seems like you got a sort of a contrast up there of a lot of openness and then solids,
right.
And rather than what we have been seeing, where it's a pretty much a mixture of open and infill. Like a lot of the steel and wrought iron decorative gates that you have, you know, it's a mixture, but not too much solid metal in there.
Right. Yeah. They were playing off those circles right there, but they filled it in.
But when you fill it in, it begins to, you know, have a little bit of a. Come up with some creative ways to use hubcaps.
I absolutely agree. I'd be honest with you, as a designer, I mean, I'm kind of right there with you. We had, and when you sit in the office and you're collaborating with other architects, you've got different opinions, and just as many that we talked about, you know, the plate was a nod to naming the alley and getting the alley visible and naming the space. There were others that thought it was too heavy. So
right.
I absolutely agree with you. Taking the metal plate and just keeping the circles or just eliminating the circles and have the tube steel come through to the bottom of the truss would be fine architecturally. I agree.
Yeah, I believe that got as much reaction was that from across the board was the fact that you got some solids up there and then the rest of it is relatively open.
Right.
That maybe some of the open should have a little more. Infill, which is relatively inexpensive, you know, 3/4 by 3/4 whatever bar, but I don't think anybody is much taken with those discs up there, whether it says the alley or not.
The other thing about that point, McDonald, I think that one empty disc between the and
yeah.
Alley looks like something fell out of it.
It does. it really does. It looks like, is that supposed to say valley and the V's fell out? That's the problem with putting a disc in there. You either, it's almost looks like you need to go all the way across with them. But circles would be, you know, I think
that
what's...
Open.
Yeah, go all the way across with some that are open. Why not do that? I don't know if anybody's talked about a light fixture. That big circle almost looks like you could put something in there. I don't know.
The big A in the
how big it of what?
Just put an A for that.
Put an A for alley. Or Aiken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In there, but not stamped metal, but just
right.
A letter.
Like how they got B on the B lane one. They got in that light. metalworking.
Yeah.
See that in McDonald.
Yeah, I'm looking at the, I see it B, where it says B.
Right.
Yeah.
So something similar to that, if you want to do letters, make it something like that.
If you're going to do that down across the bottom.
But I wouldn't be opposed to not.
But I think you could, perhaps consider the A, you know, in the center. It does seem real open right there in the middle. And then, any other?
Well, I was just going to ask the question. What are those columns going to be sheathed in? Is it highly polished?
It's painted metal, probably, isn't it?
It's the Aiken green, and it's just going to be a, like, it's almost like a satin thing. We haven't really got something similar.
The columns look white.
All the columns will be dark green, the Aiken green.
Yeah.
It's
a black green.
Yeah. In the rendering, it's hard to see.
Right.
Now, you know, that'd be another thing is they look very weighty. They're going to look very, you know, you've got this relatively light metal framework sitting on something that looks like it could hold up a lot of building. In other words, it's going to be a very heavy looking column, I'm afraid, if it's just wrapped. In other words, I think that was why these other columns were made up of smaller. The center column of the other arches were actually just to give you something to attach your small tube to, so that it breaks down and it's a smaller scale, you know. So now you've got a 12-14 inch column, solid, probably painted dark green.
Right.
So it doesn't quite fit with the sort of free, open metalwork up top.
Right. We had originally, before we had gone to the wrap fluted, we had a 10 inch solid, smooth tapered column.
Right.
So, you know, that's.
But if you did four. 4-inch tubes or something that you could see through, where it would be more transparent. Would that be?
Should we consider it?
Structurally, you could do that too. And I think that might help because you know, not only you've got one, you got four, and you got two right close together. It'll be sort of a major. And maybe you wanted a major gateway you're walking through, but I that would be a one pretty open.
Yeah, I like that suggestion. Open it up a little bit. Same as
so you can look through it, maybe.
Yeah.
I think the city has better ways of using its taxpayer dollars than this project.
Okay, we got a no here. Tell us how you really feel.
But you said you'd like for it to look unique. What was your thought process there versus the other two gates that we have?
If you look at all the different arches and similar structures, they all have some similar. They're not all the same. There are a lot of different things about them. Whether they're in the gable, in the truss above or in the columns, there are cluster columns, and then you've got other architectural elements in town. Just the signalized intersections. You have mast arms, and they're decorative. So mm-hmm. you have fluted. Column, or you have bollards around town that are for parking, and their architectural features are different. So
yeah.
We were trying to bring a lot of those features together in the, mm-hmm. the design. So,
yeah. Would you consider you've got one curved metal strand, maybe two or three or something? I think. It seems like you've got a.
The problem we're running into McDonald's, we've got to need a 13-foot 6-inch clear height. We've got to get emergency vehicles.
Oh, I'm just talking about up in there. I'm just talking about up in there. You just have one coming up there. It could be a little more decorative and.
Anything from the column to the bottom of the truss. Inside the truss. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying up there where you've got. You might can try that.
Sure.
It just looks real open up there and real solid in the bottom, so it's a little bit out of balance.
Sure, good. One of the other things we're doing is we've got street lights that are the Aiken street light, so it's got a fluted, tapered, round column, or so we're a pole. So that's the other thing we're trying to.
Yeah.
bring into the mix here as well.
Well, is that it?
Are you mounting these right at grade level?
I'm sorry, I lost that.
Are you mounting these columns right at grade level?
Yes, sir.
I don't see any base. So, is there a rusting problem with?
No, not at all. I got back and look at my notes. I apologize.
Is it dropped down and poured in concrete or something?
Right.
Yeah.
We have a 3/4-inch base plate, so it will be slightly above grade, right up under the column. Won't be in the traffic, but we do have it. We have metal sitting on metal. Okay.
So you'll have bolts
with bolts protruding through.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But that'll be wrapped by that.
They'll be cut brush. You know.
Okay. Well, we still have any other comments? We'll make what we'll do is make a motion that we have reviewed it and that with the following suggestions. I guess that's probably the other than that. I don't know how we can address it. Would somebody like to attempt that? This is something I think we've hashed out adequately. If y'all,
I appreciate y'all. Your comments have been wonderful. I mean, and they've all been very valid. So whatever comes out of this, we definitely want to consider. You know, this is these things. They've been priced. They're in the bid. It's just as easy to keep them in and pull them out and look at it at a later date. We just want some direction so we can move on.
Right.
And our contractors know what they're expected to do.
Yeah. And you use these comments as you can, and hopefully. Things that we're suggesting would be in line with what residents would prefer to. That's why we're here.
I'll take a stab at it. I'd like to make a motion that application 16-001013 be approved with the suggestion from the board that the letters for the alley be rethought. And our issue with that is that it's a contrasting solid versus light open feel. And also, we might like to look at another column option that kind of gives it a lighter feel as well, so that it's kind of a consistent, more of a light structure as opposed to a very large type structure.
Yeah, and that it would may consider a
yeah, may consider just an A in the circle, or maybe no letters at all, or some kind of reconfiguration of the labeling of them.
Yep, that's good. Any a second, please.
Second.
Okay. All righty. Good. We got a motion second, and any other discussion?
Just to say that. I'm not convinced that this is really going to fit in well with the streetscape, particularly on Warren Street.
Mm-hmm. Next to Smitty's.
Yes. Well, and just taking those whole two blocks, or that whole block of Warren Street, how that.
Yeah, you're just asking whether it's needed.
Well, whether it's needed, and how well it's going to actually fit in.
Yeah.
So I'm not convinced.
Well, I think that's part of what we're doing. If we can lighten it up so that it's not such a solid mass, two of these things on both sides. If it's a little bit lighter structure, maybe it
blends in a little better.
Yeah.
Do all the three of them have to be the same?
Well,
it's just two, right? Two or three?
Well, they've got a pictured one for B lane.
That's just the one is just for
it's both ends.
How it compares to what's on the.
Yeah, they're not put in here.
I'm a civil engineer, and I'll call it an arch or arbor. But again, I would offer my opinion is the fact that we're going to have bollards, and this is possibly, to block the street off at times for festivals or whatever. And my opinion is that, it's kind of a bear with the idea that if it's an open street, but with the idea that you can close it on occasions and the decorative of it, I would normally be for something like this, but as a civil engineer, I would say that it would look kind of bare without it. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's marking the entrance to the alley, and y'all have in this case said the alley, which I'm not sure we feel like that strongly that that needs to be, you know, identified as such. But I think it could be a way to have an entrance. You might even have a ticket booth there if you had a ticketed event. So at any rate, it's come this far. We'll do our best to add comments. Now we have a motion second.
Just one more quick question. So you said arbor, so is something going to be growing on it?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. That's our architect's firm. I would call it a trust McDonald, but.
I just have one question about the height, 13 feet, 8 inches.
Yes.
Sufficient.
I believe they've already checked that with public safety and fire department, all that.
13.6 is legal, and Atomic Paradise was a little bit concerned if a brick or a plate happens to be installed, and all of a sudden, so we added 2 inches of freeboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. All right. We've got motion second, and we'll ask Paula to, when she gets the minutes done, you might send them over to engineering so they'll have them. Officially, all in favor of our comments that we're going to send to the engineering department, raise your right hand. All right, let's see. We got three. Is this a four?
I'm in favor of sending the comments.
Four against, three against. Is that correct? Okay.
Right.
We'll see what effect we have, but it close call.
Well, I think the comments are good, but I'm just generally opposed to the thing
idea
itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Uh-huh. All righty. Thank you, gentlemen, for bringing it to us, and we'll see what happens.
Donald, so basically, y'all get comments, and we'll address your comments if we come back, or we.
Well, I think that's up to the city as to whether they want to make an effort to get some publicity and put it in the paper and give people an opportunity to come out and talk about it. I think we're willing to do that.
Yeah.
I'm willing.
Yeah, you certainly could, especially if you incorporate some of these changes and you wanted to come back and show it to us, perhaps you'd get other folks. And maybe even get a more positive response if you.
I can guarantee you if you put it on the front page of the paper and tell people they have an opportunity to come down here and talk about it, I think you'll get people to come.
Okay. All righty.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. All righty. Ron, we got to move on or we'll be here a long time.
The next application is number 16-017. Susan Murdoch is requesting approval to construct a garage, patio, and paved drive at her home at 823 Fermata Place.
All right, and I believe we have someone here representing Susan. If
you have
those samples of materials.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Bring them on up and.
Put them on the chair.
That's fine. Yep. Good.
I'm Todd Dahl from
Designer Builders.
Designer Builders, 935 mm-hmm. Doherty Road, and I'm here on their behalf. They are in Toronto at the moment. So.
Okay. And I know you've got photographs of the rear, and this is Susan Feinberg's old house, I believe.
That's correct, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, really, the only part that we're actually concerned with primarily is Exhibit F, and of course you've got a drawing of that, and y'all are putting a brick base there on the columns.
Yeah, that front porch is just, it's kind of rotted a little bit, and they just wanted to tie the fireplace brick, and that was the brick that matched it best.
Yeah.
There's a chimney up there, and so it just give that, you know, a bit of substance. It's just kind of sitting there on two floor floors,
yeah.
And those steps are, so just bring, and keeping the same columns, not changing the, that little neat, very neat detail on the
right.
Trusted look on the roof. It's kind of hard to tell in the dark, I guess, on this. It's a little bit lighter here. But yeah, just doing that and then giving it a brick base to go along with the foundation of the porch. And
okay. Now, are the bricks, the steps are already brick, I believe, aren't they? Is that right?
Those are not. The steps would be brick.
Yeah.
Tie into the brick foundation.
So they're not brick now?
They are not.
Okay. That's part of then the application.
So you have submitted this whole list of things, and I'm trying to...
That's probably more my staff's fault of just giving me the specifications and not knowing what you need, but yes.
So we, you know, we're going to need to make a motion approving. That's the role of the board. Something. So I'm guessing you want the front porch approved, the new garage.
Yeah.
Now, do we have to approve the sunroom?
No.
The sunroom is there. It is just in very, very bad shape, leaking terribly, so we are going to take it off and build it back with a gable roof. It's very flat, leaking. The inside, the hardwood floor is rotted out, has been removed. The windows will just be taken, set aside, and reused. The door that is there is... The sill is rotted out, the jams are rotted out, so we'll be replaced the door with one that looks like it, but of a better product that will be like the windows are, which is a cladded window, mm-hmm. And then the door would be cladded instead of just a wooden metal door. It's just a cheap patio door at the moment, so we would do it. It's a cameo color, if some of you know what that is. It's kind of a yellowy tinted. The windows are already, so we would match that, but already in a cladded mm-hmm. product.
And is that the sunroom door we're talking about?
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah. So really, but I think the only thing, you started off trying to narrow it.
Well, I'm trying to understand what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's like see attached, and there's a whole long list of stuff
right.
that we don't approve.
Don't need, you don't really.
Yeah, but on this plan, Exhibit M, it pretty much has the plan view there showing the tapered brick columns and then brick steps, okay, and then that, of course, will have a brick foundation.
Yeah, right now it's
rebuilding
just that one little post. That's
the base of the porch and I guess underneath the existing roof. And then you see there's a garage that doesn't exist at all, so that's part of our mm-hmm. approval.
That came before the board, not this board, I'm sorry, but they had to originally do that for an easement. That was done and approved.
Right.
So mainly the things are is we're not necessarily changing the color. They're going to re-roof it, but it's just so it all matches, but it is the same color. That is the same shingle that's up there. So it's just redoing it so that it all... It's not like a brand new roof on the garage, and then
mm-hmm.
There's some areas around this chimney that leak very badly. Above this little dormer that's just below the window leaks badly, so at the same time doing that. Now, it is replacing the soffit and fascia with vinyl, and we have that. That kind of matches, it's the same color like that, because all of those are rotted out as well.
Now, were those exposed rafter tails before or not?
They were not originally. And you can see where a fascia was removed,
yeah.
And then they just painted the plywood underneath it, so that's rotted out and, you know, in there like
so
that.
So you're going back to really, I guess they must have brought that application in when Susan did all the renovations.
Probably, because you can still see in the rafter tails, you can still see the nails from the...
It used to have an enclosed soffit. You're going
that's
back to the enclosed soffit
yes.
with vinyl... what, metal and then vinyl underneath?
Now, the soffit would be vinyl and the metal eaves.
Okay.
To match that.
Soffit flat or angled?
It'd be flat. Yeah, right now you can see the roofing nails just coming through the plywood and brought it out. It was just because it's OSB and just coming apart.
Now, the garage, I think that's a relevant question because the drawings imply that you still have a sloped overhang.
Yeah, there's still slope. Flat.
When you say flat, you meant horizontal property, didn't you?
But not level. It would still be on an angle.
So it's not...
Like the drawing.
Yeah, still keeping that sloped tail appearance. Like
but that. You basically will cover all the tails up so you can't see them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so you keep part of that overhang.
A lot of that's got to be some of it replaced. Mm-hmm. When we redo the shingles, if there's some rotted plywood, we'll replace that as well.
Now Todd, what is the... it probably says it in here somewhere, but I'm trying to keep us focused on the garage and the porch.
Uh-huh.
There might be some little hood vent that you could see from the street, but I don't think you can see the sunroom.
No, you can't. And the new one will have a gable instead. So it's right now the roof that's on the little sunroom does not even meet the requirements for shingles.
Yeah.
So that's some of the reasons.
And we're not even concerned with that sunroom.
Yeah.
It doesn't back up to Hitchcock Woods or something.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we can see the front and side of the garage, and we can see the front porch. So I think we ought to just focus on the part that we can see, or you'll be here all night going through all the plans.
Yeah.
The siding that y'all are putting, what is that siding? Is
that part? It's board and batten. We're just trying to mimic what's there.
Okay, what's it made of?
Three different
things. Is it hardy?
No, it's a T111 type stuff, but it's a true board and batten on it that I haven't really... We're going to match
it's
it.
It's like plywood with a 1x2.
Yes, sir.
It's a true board and batten.
Yes.
But you're not sure whether... I don't know that we disapprove wood, but we actually could approve... I've seen the same thing done with hardy board.
Yeah, yeah. A sheet on there, right, and put it on there. We're
going
to try to make it look exactly the same.
If it's wood on the rest of it.
We're then also stuck with the foundation because some of it is, some of it isn't, and it's some of it all you see is block, but there was a lot of shrubbery before, and it's just... And there's a quite a bit of a water leak that's happened in the past in the basement, so we'll be able to remove some of that stucco, do it properly, and then restucco it.
All right. Okay, do you all know now what we're looking at? It's just really the garage. The garage has already been approved by the BZA, I guess, and then the location of it. So, and he's not doing anything to the windows, not in the front.
No, try to just, even the front ones are going to, you can see they're coming from using an existing window. There is a new window on the right side of the garage, but it is... coming from to match the others. We just had a window that was in the kitchen, and we're going to move it to the front of the house.
Yeah.
So we're keeping that same look.
Okay, and then you're pretty much just enclosing all these exposed rafter tails that really weren't meant to be exposed originally. Okay. All right, any other questions?
The front porch roof, is that going to be open or closed in?
It'll stay like it is. It's got a tongue and groove, and it's got a timber truss on the front, and that we're not changing that. Not even the post. The posts are in good shape. We're just going to raise them up and let that brick base.
And that was actually built.
Susan did that, I believe.
Built to be exposed.
Yeah.
The other wasn't.
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
What's the age of the house?
The original house was probably in the 50s, I'm guessing.
I'm not sure. I wasn't...
All those houses, I think, went in the 50s, maybe.
Yeah, we are... You know, one of the other things on there is we'll be putting the driveway and replacing the old parking area, but it will be exposed to aggregate, just like the... There's a new house, a relatively new 12, 15-year-old house to the right of it, and it has a nice brown exposed aggregate. Poured concrete, and so they like that. And
okay, that's labor. Part of our. That would be part of our application. Okay.
Was there a reason to show the neighboring houses?
I think we just when we called that we were asked maybe to just show what's around it. You know, if you tell me there wasn't one, I will learn for the next time. I would just, you know, I mean, just trying to be, I went by today and took a few just to be, remind myself.
Well, it's okay. I mean, I think it helps us orient to where the house is, because we just reviewed the one that I'm seeing on Exhibit H, which,
Kevin's, they're getting ready to do a pretty good renovation there.
Yeah. Right across the street. So it helps us, you know, it's all, I don't mind seeing.
No, I don't either, but it comes right in the middle of the presentation.
Yeah, we had a lot.
It comes in between the current front of the house.
Yes.
And the site plan and the floor plan.
That's right. It's a little, and you kind of figure out which is the house you're supposed to be looking at and which is the, and you might approve a neighbor's house.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we like the yellow.
We
really like the yellow paint you're proposing.
Tell most people. Ask me about two before. I know a little bit about that. Yeah. Sometimes not so much.
No, it was a very complete, but almost more than we needed. Okay, well, good. Well, thank you, Todd. And I don't know if we have anyone else that wants to speak with regard to this, but hopefully we won't have any more questions.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and have a motion.
Am I missing the elevations for the garage?
I don't think so. Should have been on the end.
Did I miss
it? Yeah, it's at the front. Yeah, the front and side. It's on Exhibit O.
Yeah, right now.
Zero O.
It's on the screen. At
the elevation of the house is there. The garage is the only thing rendered in.
I got you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion, please?
With respect to application 16-017, I'd like to make a motion that we approve it as submitted.
Second.
Okay. Motion second. Any further discussion? All righty. All in favor of the submittal as the application is submitted, raise your right hand. All righty. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the next application will be application number 16-018. Al Snell is requesting approval to build steps with a railing to the upper yard at the Aiken County Museum at 433 Newberry Street Southwest.
Not Al Snell.
But you know what to do now after watching seven other people.
I think so. Brenda Barada for the Aiken County Historical Museum located at 433 Newberry Street Southwest. Thank you.
Okay. Do you all have questions? I think you're just trying to make it safer to get from the driveway up to that lawn.
Yes, sir.
It sounds like if you're the people that are trying to get up there might be unsteady on their feet. And these are brick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The border of the lawn is brick.
Mm-hmm.
And we would try to match that. We have some leftover brick, and it would probably be two stairs for you at the most. Mm-hmm.
And I know that photo you have on Exhibit E is not the exact steps, but that's a pretty good rendition of the brick color.
Yes.
Okay. And that has white mortar, as a matter of fact, looks like. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a rail on both sides of steel.
Actually, I think they're only going to have one rail.
A rail on one side?
The one rail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the grade will still be pretty much even with the steps, so there's no drop off.
Yes,
the rail is a convenience more than a safety issue, I think. Okay. Do y'all have questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we've got your name
painted.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
The brick painted?
A brick, pardon?
Are you painting the brick?
No.
So this isn't supposed to match the rest of the property?
Well, the brick, as you can see, it'll match that little tier before the grass and before the macadam of the driveway.
Okay.
And landscape feature than a house there.
Mm-hmm. You're right. There are
more of a landscape feature than a part of the house.
And with people walking on it, brick, painted brick is probably not advisable. Okay. Good. Well, thank you. And I don't see that we've got any other people who want to speak, so we could entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, relative to application 16018, I move that we accept it as submitted.
Second. Okay, I have a motion. Second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, steps and rail approved. Thank you. Thank you for waiting. Thank you, everybody, for waiting through all of this.
That's worth it.
And the meeting's adjourned. I didn't say that.
I slapped. They're all leaving. Not waiting for you to adjourn.
I have enough.
Uh-huh. Since 4:30.